So now this goes on for 2 years like this?
Yes, yes.
So yeah. Now it's
44.
Okay.
Yes.
Where was the change? Was it because of your friend who had the papers, or what was what?
Young people from forced labor camps, because we were close to Budapest, and many of the kids with the young men I worked with, so to speak, had families in Budapest. And they were able to convince me that Budapest was a good hiding place to ultimately escape. And fortunately, I knew Hungarian, which, again, I told you, I didn't like Hungarian as a sound. I'm, by nature, a linguist. Sounds mean something to me, and Hungarian didn't sound good. Little did I know what an idiot I was by thinking that doesn't sound good. It's good enough to save your life, that's it, you know.
How did the escape happen? What was that day like when you and your friends said, okay, today we're going to not go back?
It was very sharply decided, you know. The day before I escaped, I saw a terrible beating of my friend. And I said, oh no, I would rather die in a different way. And so that's when I decided, when I saw this kind of brutality. And I was sort of beaten before, but I mean, nothing like that. So I decided it was a combination of humiliation and bravery. See, which one are you going to take and take a chance? I took a big chance because it was not unusual for people that like me who escaped to be captured and killed on the spot. So I was very lucky. By the way, my younger brother took that chance, and he was killed. So, yeah.
So. You now are in Budapest with your friends.
Yes, and I went back. By the way, I spent the night hiding in a basement where I rented a room before the war. I was a mechanic there. I was, you know, and the owner was quite an anti-Semite, big time. The owner of the shop, and I knew the house. So I was hiding in the basement, hopefully that I wouldn't be discovered, and on the following day, I'll find my way somehow, you know, I'll survive. He discovered me and started screaming to get the hell out of here, because he didn't want to, he would be accused of hiding a Jew, and he himself was quite an anti-Semite. So it's practically in the middle of the night, I'm thrown out of my hiding place. And I spend the rest of the night in a subway station, you know, in Budapest. And then in the morning, it came to me, all kinds of things, you know. It's amazing how instinct, I thought then, I don't know how I knew it, that being in the city was more dangerous than being somewhere else on a farm, for example. So now I am in Budapest and I decide I'm going to go into the suburbs and give myself away as a farm boy, that I know how to take care of animals, of horses, and so. Sure enough, I walked, it's quite a walk that I walked. I didn't want to take transportation because that was dangerous. I didn't look so good, you know, in terms of attire. And I came outside the suburbs of Budapest, and I see a huge farm there. I see horses and cows and so. And I said to myself, this would be a good place to come and look for a job. So I gave myself away as a farm boy, how to take. Oh, it's an agricultural school, by the way. It was an agricultural school where they trained future workers and even doctors. You know. So I found this agricultural school, and I gave myself away as a farm boy, and that I know how to take care of animals and of horses. And in some way, I did. I loved horses. As a kid, when horses were sort of grazing, I made sure that I got a cheap ride free of charge. I love horses. I loved horses. And anyhow, so the fact that I had that experience, that's what I got, a job on an agricultural farm where one of the workers, basically idiot, dumb man, but smart enough to think that there was something strange about me, you know.
Did you still have the pays by the trip?
No.
That was gone?
No. No, but I spoke Hungarian too well.
Oh.
You know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
What kinds of, you know, you get giveaways. Anyhow, I managed to, he was going to give me away. I managed to convince him that, you know, I'm not Jewish, because and was able to survive. At the end of when Budapest was liberated, the guy who was in charge of the agricultural farm was hugely surprised that he was hiding a Jew, because he was a huge anti-Semite himself, you know. But I mean, it's wonderful. I didn't look Jewish.